and seek the blessing from our spiritual master, founder Acharya. His divine grace is the Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, and my spiritual master. By their mercy and blessing, I am making an attempt to serve the Vaishnava community by speaking a few words. Mukam karoti vachalam sangam langayate giri. By the mercy of the spiritual master, even the dumb man can speak eloquently. So, I am spiritually dumb. But by the mercy of Guru and Param Guru, some words are coming for my purification. I am grateful to Guru and Param Guru for giving me to serve in all circumstances and conditions. I myself am engrossed in the material body, but by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, I am understanding the reality of life. And by all I am trying to overcome this bhava roga of bodily attachment. From beginning of birth to death, everyone surrounding to keep us in illusion. This connected to this body is meant to be It is bewildered only the spiritual master and scriptures, Deho Katap, and bring us to Krishna, Krishna shelter. Uttishta Jagrata Prapya Varan Nibodhatan. Scripture says that get up sleeping souls, get up sleeping souls and come to the reality of spiritual life. Material life begins through bodily attachment. As much as we are attached to this body, we have to suffer. And at the time of death, everything will be taken away from us. So it is the most painful experience for one who is attached to bodily conception. We see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhritarashtra was having high birth. He was born of a Vyasadeva, the literary incarnation. He had the topmost association, like Bhishma, one of the great Mahajan. Vidura was also Mahajan. Drona and chaste wife Gandhari. But he was so ambitious. He wanted to become king, but because of his blindness, his claim was overlooked. When he had 100 sons, the Kauravas, his attachment and ambition grew to the fullest extent. and he became spiritually blind. So many devotees were giving him good advice, but he wanted to enjoy through his expansion, Duryodhana. What he could not enjoy, Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishna Parato Satova Mito Vipade Ravratana Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamishram Puna Punachar Vitacharvanana. Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress towards hellish condition and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Because of Dhritarashtra's attachment, so much disaster happened, but still, till the last moment of the death, he was holding on. So, we can learn so much from the scripture, and there is no need to waste many, many births for this bodily attachment. When I was at home, 18 years ago, before joining the ashram, my father used to say, what is the need of renouncing family or relationship? You can stay at home and still practice devotional service. We all support you. So I replied, Lord Chaitanya, he renounced the world when his wife was 14 years old. His mother was more than 70. There was no male person to take care of the family. Still, he renounced family life for the sake of delivering us. And my father had no answer or argument for this. So it is our desire and determination that, yes, since so many births I have been attached to this body, now I shall try to be free from bodily attachment. So, until we make a serious endeavor, there is no hope. We have to be serious. Srila Prabhupada was telling, there was a boatman. He was very sad. When he came onto the river bank from the boat, his feet reached by thorn. So he thought, once I become a rich man, disaster happened, but still, till the last moment of death, he was holding on. So we can learn so much from the scriptures, and there is no need to waste many, many births for this bodily attachment. When I was at home 18 years ago, before joining the ashram, my father used to say, what is the need of renouncing family, all relationships? And we will provide all facilities. You can stay at and still practice devotional service. So I replied, Lord Chaitanya, he renounced the world and his mother was more than 70 years. There was no male person to take care of the family. Still, family life, for the sake of delivering conditioned soul like us. And my father had no answer or argument for this. So it is our desire and determination that yes, since so many births I have been attached to this body, now I shall try to be free from bodily attachment. So, until we make a serious endeavor, there is no hope. We have to be serious. Srila Prabhupada was telling a story. There was a boatman. He was very sad. When he came onto the river bank from the boat, his feet reached by sponge. So he thought, once I become rich, I will cover Srila Prabhupada laughed. See this poor. He wants to become rich and be happy. But still, he is attached to rowing his boat. He does not want to give up rowing the boat. Similarly, every single living entity is hankering for happiness. But at the same time, he is not ready to give up this material body. Krishna says, give up this body and come to the spiritual world. And you will have a body full of bliss, knowledge and eternity. But no one wants to give up the present material body. This attachment is there within the Indra Bhopa to Lord Indra. We all know the story of Indra becoming a hog and attached to body and his family. Lord Chaitanya says, Naham Vipro Nati Narapati. Our eternal position is to remain the servant of the gopis. Even after knowing so much philosophy, still when time comes to give up some things, some position, it may be a small or big, it is painful to the heart according to the attachment. So we really want to go back home, back to Godhead and be with Krishna. Then we should not be concerned for possessions computation, and we should be completely free from envy. only then we can enter into the kingdom of God. Now at the present moment, my lungs are full with liver fluid. So they have removed 2 liters of fluid twice. I was feeling that Krishna is so merciful and kind to me that he is even taking out the impure blood and all unwanted things from the body. He wants to purify me thoroughly. I am very grateful to the Lord. It is a special experience. There is enough pain by which I understand Krishna's love. And with the devotee's encouragement, I am getting strength. Without the devotee, I am helpless. Now, I am eagerly waiting to know the experience that I have heard of for so many years, hundreds and hundreds of times from Guru Maharaj. Dehi natminata dehe. That I am not this body. I am eternally a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, an eternal servant of Krishna. I am eagerly awaiting that realization. So I need all the Vaishnavas' prayers and blessings at the time of leaving this body, and that I should fully realize that I am Krishna's eternal servant, and that this body is instrument. If I don't realize, then whatever I did in this life and many lives previously is simply a show of practicing spiritual life without substance. So finally, again, I say and beg, I am made of the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. Without their grace, I have no existence. Previously, I was praying, I wanted to serve Guru Maharaj exclusively. But now, I am thinking, I am not at all qualified. I want to assist those devotees who are serving my Guru Maharaj. And if need is there, then Guru and Krishna will allow me to do direct service. So please, I beg at your feet, life after life, I just aspire to be the servant of servant of servant. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.